अध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डरवतीम् तेजोमयीम् नैष्टिकीम् स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीम् भगवतीम् मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीम् वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीम् सुमधुरम् सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीम् श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् So we saw the fourth shloka of the sixth chapter, where Krishna was defining who a yoga rudaha, a person who is established in yoga is. So, like as we saw, a person whose mind doesn't stick on to sense objects, a person whose mind doesn't get attached to action, so a person who has renounced the notion that duality is real, such a person is a yoga arudha, or a person who is whose mind is constantly focused or established in yoga, or a person himself is established in yoga. So that is what we saw. So even as the case with any path or any goal to be achieved. So if we have to achieve any goal, there are, like, it's a twofold path in order to attain a goal, in order to realize a goal, whichever way we want to define it. So there are two things that a person has to do compulsory. There is no option of whether we want to do one or we want to do another. So the two things are what are called as Anukula Sevanam and Pratikula Varjanam. So Anukula Sevanam means following implementing that which is Anukulam, that which supports, that which helps in attaining the goal. So that is Anukulam. So Anukulam, that which supports. Pratikulam means that which obstructs the goal. So Anukula Sevanam and Pratikula Varjanam. So Anukulas, we have to implement Anukulas, we have to maintain Anukulas more and more, whereas Pratikula, we have to avoid Pratikulas. So in a way, like, it is like do's and don'ts sort. So implement, do things which will help in the goal, help in achieving the goal, and don't do those which will obstruct the goal, which will affect the goal, which will ensure that we don't attain the goal. So implement that which will help us move towards the goal, and avoid that which will take us away from the goal or make the goal seem very far. Very away. So, taking an example, so if a person wants to, the normal example, the best example is like when a student wants to get into IIT or IIM. So when a person wants to get into IIT or IIM, then should be focused, should be concentrated. So that means, like, Anukulam there is focusing on how to study, how to get into IIM. So the CAT entrance, I don't know whether it's the same entrance today, but CAT, like, if a person has to get into CAT entrance, then ensuring that, like, a person is implementing things properly so that a person can get into CAT, like studying properly, practicing, so attending, like, or going to any institutes like Time Institute and many other institutes, which will help us gain, which will help us or make us eligible, make us more tuned to the questions that may be asked and the answers, how we have to answer. So that is Anukula Sevanam. And Pratikula Varjanam, on the same, like, on the other hand, like, or not on the other hand, but along with that, we also have to ensure that the person or like whoever wants to get into CAT, like IIM through CAT, which a person doesn't have distractions like watching TV, partying. So we see often when somebody wants to get into CAT or such things, like what people do is they will avoid like watching TV, they'll avoid partying, they'll avoid going out, at least for a few months, like they will try that. So that will help. So anukula sevanam pratikula varjanam is something which is very essential. It's not something that we have a choice of, or like it's not something that we can say, oh, like I don't think like it is required for me and all. Everybody will need it, everybody needs it, everybody definitely needs it. So like if we are preparing coffee or tea, so the anukulam there is like properly putting, like properly trying to put the ingredients. So keeping a kettle, lighting the fire, pouring water, milk, like tea powder, this, that, like in the right amount. Distraction. So pratikula varjanam is distraction. In between somebody calls. When somebody calls or somebody is talking to us. So when somebody is talking to us, like we may think, oh, somebody is at the door, let me answer the door. Often it happens. So we'll go and open the door. Like when we open the door, somebody comes, like, and we talk with the person, and after 2 minutes there is a sound. And what happens? Like the milk was spilled. So that means those are distraction. Pratikula varjanam. So anukula sevanam is also required. Pratikula varjanam is also required. So put in like giving another example for this that will make sense, or that we'll be able to understand it clearly, understand it better with that example. So is like filling a pot with water. So when we want to fill a pot with water, what we will do is like we will keep the pot under a tap. We'll open the tap and water will get filled. So that is anukulam, positive. And the negative is that there is a hole in the pot. So we didn't fix the hole in the pot. Therefore what happens? We are filling, anukulam is also going. Whatever we do, like it doesn't help, it doesn't work. So Amma gives another example for that. So it is like rowing a boat. When the boat is tied to the anchor or whatever it is called. So it is tied to the shore. So we try to row the boat, like we use a lot of effort, like but nothing works. Or driving a car when the car is put on neutral, it won't run. But like we may try to put as much effort as we can, but it will not work. The same can be said to be with respect to attaining yoga or moksha as well. There are anukulas and there are pratikulas. So anukulas means that which helps us in keeping in mind Ishvara. So yoga rudam. So anukula is that like which will help us remember Ishvara while performing activities. So karma, when we are doing karma, remembering Ishvara or trying to remember Ishvara, that is anukula. On the other hand, pratikula. Pratikula is like getting distracted. So that means forgetting Ishvara, considering the world to be real, getting attached to the world. Or with respect to karma, anukula is when we are able to perform activities, do activities as an offering to Ishvara. Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya krutam. Whereas pratikula is when we are not able to do that, we have kartrutvam, we think we are the doing the action, as well as we get affected by the fruit of the action. So that is pratikula. So such pratikulas have to be avoided. In this case, anukulas have to be implemented. So the first and foremost is remembering our constant contemplation of Ishvara. So we should remember Ishvara. Ishvara, remembering Ishvara is something like that we have to always do. So remembering Ishvara, or what is called, what Krishna calls in Gita as Ananya Bhajanam. So Ananya Bhajanam is something which we have to do. So we have to have Ananya Bhajanam in order to achieve the goal of yoga. So that is anukulam. The first anukulam is Ananya Bhajanam, and then trying to remember Ishvara while doing actions. So many people will be able to remember Ishvara like very easily. Remembering Ishvara is very simple. It's not at all tough. Ishvara remembrance, like, we can very easily remember. But remembering Ishvara, like, while acting in the world, while performing actions, that is tough. That may seem to be very easy, very simple, but it's not that simple. So, that requires some, as Krishna will later say, abhyasam is required. So, that, like, we have to try to implement that. So, that is anukula sevanam pratikula varjanam. Okay, like, in all the examples, anukulam and pratikulam are with respect to the external world. But in yogam, in Vedanta, problems are not external, problems are internal. So, problems are not external, problems are internal. External problems, like, external problems are only triggered by the mental state, by the mind. So, a lion is pouncing upon us. The lion is not a source of problem. Yes, it may, like, it may pounce upon us, it may kill us, but we are not the body, so why should we be affected? Our mind thinking that the lion is going to affect us, that is the cause of problem. If the mind is able to remain strong, the lion will go away. Oh, you are just joking. Can the lion go away? It happened with Ramana Maharshi. Like, once, like, one of Ramana Maharshi's assistant or, like, friend. So, once Ramana Maharshi was walking on the, in Tiruvannamalai, which is a hilly area. So, along the hill, like, he was walking up the hill. So, when he was walking, what happened was, somebody came running. And, like, somebody passed him, like, running fast and then shouting, "There is a tiger." So, Ramana Maharshi didn't stop. He went ahead. And when he went to, like, a little higher, he saw from far was a tiger. So, Ramana Maharshi looked at the tiger looked at Ramana Maharshi, and the tiger went its own way. So, Ramana Maharshi was not affected. So, it's all mental. So, everything is, like, in the mind, as we see in the movie Matrix. So, everything is in the mind. The problems are not in the external world. Ato asya sarvasya bandhakrit manasam jagat. The problem creator is the mind. Our mental perception of the world, not the world itself. So, a friend, a person, one of our friend, he will not cause us problem. What causes problem is our mental perception of the friend. How we see the friend, how we are able to look at the friend, how we consider the friend, and, like, based on that consideration, whether we like or hate the friend. So, problems are not external. External problems are definitely there, but like, problems like tsunami. When tsunami stuck, like, it also stuck, like, Mahatma's, like, Amma's mission was affected quite a lot. So, it affected everyone. Even Amma's mission was not saved. But the difference is, they, in their mind, they knew that everything is Brahman. Therefore, their mental state was different. They were not affected in the mind, whereas normal people are affected in the mind. So, that means problems are not in the external world, but the bigger problem is in the mind or the mental state. External problems definitely are there, but it is the mental or the problems in the mind that have bigger value, that have bigger importance. So, that is what Krishna says in the 5th shloka. So, anukulam, pratikulam, everything is based on the mind, based on how we use the mind, the indriyas, all those have been given to us. So, the body, the mind, the indriyas have been given to us, we have them. So, we cannot say, oh, I don't want the body, I don't want the mind. They have been given to us. So, a wise person will not say, oh, I don't want this. A wise person will try to use it for the, or with discretion, with intellectual discrimination, and use it in the best possible way. So, that is what a wise person will do. So, that is what we also have to strive for. That is also what we have to try out. So, problems are not in the external world. It is in the mind. So, how can the mind become, like, in one side, how can the mind be an anukulam, and how can the mind become a pratikulam? So, as we explained previously, So mind means like mind is the source, or mind is that which instigates or that causes activities of the indriyas, the body, everything. The body, the indriyas, everything act per the mind, act through the mind. So even when the body is very weak, if the mind is able to save your body, you are strong, the body will be able to work very well. So it is mental. So many people have that mental resolution. Mentally they will be very strong. So whatever they face, they will be able to face it very strongly, though they may be very weak. Very weak financially, very weak physically, but still their mind, if their mind is very strong, they will be able to handle it very well. So Amma's body also goes through a lot of pain that we go through, but still Amma is able to like remain strongly because the mind is strong. So since the mind controls the body, the indriya, etc., so we can just say the mind is anukulam and pratikulam. So that mind which helps in realizing the self, that mind which helps in contemplation of the self. Self means self or Atman means the same as Ishvara. So Atman, Paramatman, Brahman, Ishvara, Chaitanyam, Prajnanam, Brahman, Paramatman, Vishnu, Shiva. All those are different terms for Advitiya Satyam, non-dual consciousness, non-dual truth. So one non-dual truth, Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidha, Tattvam Yajnanam Advayam, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Shabdyati. So like Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidha, so that like one truth, one non-dual consciousness, so non-dual truth, that truth which is the essence of this entire world, that from which this world has come, that in which the world resides, that onto which the world merges at the time of destruction, that one entity, that one Brahman is termed variously. People call it like variously. Even Amma's example is like, even as people call Jalam, Neer, Tannir, Pani and all those like water. So similarly, it's like one entity that is termed variously. So a person who is able to use the mind to realize the self, that is ultimate goal of life, ultimate purpose of life. The ultimate purpose of life is to attain that goal, achieve that goal where we are able to constantly remember Ishvara, Anusandhanam, Nididhyasanam, Ananya Bhajanam. So like when we are able to do all those, that is the goal of life. So that mind which helps us in achieving this ultimate goal, that mind is anukulam. That mind becomes an anukulam, whereas a mind which doesn't let us remember Ishvara, that mind which takes us away from Ishvara, that mind which distracts us into the world, that mind which ultimately gives us dukkham, that mind is the pratikula. So everything is inside. That's why Mahatmas always say that like problems are not created in the external world, problems are created in the mind. So we create problems ourselves. Nobody can create a problem for us. So if we are strong enough, like if our mind says everything is Brahman, I am going to abide as Brahman, I am going to remember Brahman, I am not going to forget Brahman, then we will be able to do that very easily. And then like not just do that, like we will be able to experience immense bliss. So it is this concept that Shankara gives here. Uddhared Atmana Atmanam Na Atmanam Avasadayet Atmaiva Hi Atmano Banduhu Atmaiva Ripur Atmanah. So Uddhared Atmana Atmanam. So like through all these means that we have, so means like the instruments, like the mind, the indriyas and all those, we have to use them to uplift ourselves. So uplift ourselves means like today we live as the body, as the limited self. So that means like sukham, dukham come and go for us. So rather than that, we should uplift the self. So we should uplift the self so that like we'll be able to realize the Supreme Self. So now we are an individual, like we think like we are an individual, like we have a particular name, we have a particular color, a particular nationality, a particular job. So we are an individual person. So this individual is in a sense one with the total, like one with the essence of the total, one with Ishvara. So trying to achieve that goal, rather progressing. So it is an uplifting, like uplifting means going to a higher state. Going to a higher state means we are born as humans, as Shankara says, Narajanma Durlabham. So the human birth is very rare, very tough indeed. So there are 84 crore species, like as per Vedas, like there are 84 crore species. So amongst the 84 crore species, it is the human beings like who are able to find out what is right, what is wrong. So Vivekam, we call it intellect. So intellect, like Vivekam, we are able to decide as to what is right, what is not right, what to do, what not to do. So all that, like we are able to figure out, like we can decide. And depending on that, we can perform activities. So rather than like just doing the activity that we are supposed to do or what has been ordained to us, like we can go against it, like we can decide what to do, what not to do. So a normal person like who is born as a farmer, I'm sorry again, so a normal person who is born as a farmer, so the person like can decide like as to whether he wants to be a farmer or something else. Very easily he can become something else. Very easily, like he can try to become something else, he will become something else. So it is very easily possible today. So today that is possible. So not today, like for human beings, sorry. For human beings it is possible. So unlike other animals, like even devatas, they are supposed to enjoy, that is what they can do. They can't do anything else. So they can only do that. So like we can, like we will be able to go decide as to what should be the goal, what should be the path, where we want to go, what we want to achieve. We can very easily decide, unlike other species. So of these 84 crore species, human beings are being born as a human being is very rare, because here we can decide like that, like I don't want to live life this way, like I don't want to waste life in futility. So life will become futile. So if we spend life like in the way that we are living, like just enjoying, just not doing anything else, just like doing normal activities, so it is a waste. So instead of that, like I want to realize Brahman, I want to go beyond this world. So if we decide on it, we will very easily be able to do that. We'll very easily be able to do that. That is the speciality of human birth. So having attained this human birth, like we can try, we can decide what to do, what not to do, unlike other species. So out of these 84 crore species, like we have attained this. So then like we have to uplift it, like rather than going down. Going down means like human beings are born out of apes, as science says. So being like an animal, like being like an animal of being of no use to ourselves, being of no use to others as well. So we will just spend life like doing normal activities. So nobody bothers about like what activities we have been doing since ages. So we are doing the same activity. So like starting from day one, like we have been getting up in the morning, brushing our teeth, like taking bath, drinking tea, coffee, like eating breakfast, lunch, going to office, work, and then like coming back, going to bed again. So what is the purpose of such a life? Such a life has no purpose. Such a life is of no use. What is the use? Like we live like animals, there is no use at all. So that should not be the case. So that means like we fall down. Instead of using what has been given to us, we fall down. So it is like when a person being given a BMW, like a person doesn't use it to even like go to office or go to places outside. So it is like that. It's of no use. Like it is futile. Like why have we been given this, the BMW, so that we can use it. So we don't use it. So it becomes of no use. It becomes purposeless. So that should not be the case. We should uplift ourselves. We should uplift ourselves. So there is Atmana Atmanam. Uplift yourself. Uplift, at least if you are not, as Krishna will say later in this chapter. So what will happen, like, if I can't achieve moksha in this birth? Is it worth struggling for moksha, trying to achieve moksha, like when like there is no surety, I may not get moksha, I may not be able to attain moksha in this birth itself, like I am very old, or I am young, but my memory is not sharp, my intellect is not sharp, so what will happen? So Krishna says a little later in this chapter that then also don't worry, that is fine. So there is no problem at all in that. So like if you na kaschid durgatim tata gacchati, so like a person na kalyanakrit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati, so there will be no, like a person who has done good activities, that means a person who has tried to uplift himself or herself, such a person will never fall down. Tado uttama vidam lokan amalan pratipadyate. So such a person, like if such a sadhaka who has done some progress in the spiritual path, trying to remember Ishvara, trying to do some abhyasam, trying to like learn Vedanta, after learning all those, a person is able to progress a little bit, but then like the life is given up, the body is given up, then he will be born in a uttama vidam lokan. So in a like a high family, in a family like of high stature, so which means like a family like where spiritual values are there. So of course we are all very young, like, and we are learning Vedanta, so that at this age, that means, that itself means in previous birth like we have done something, so it will always work out. So we don't have to worry about think that, oh, should I uplift myself now, like, because I may not anyway achieve the goal. So we should not bother about it. We have to uplift. It will always be there, as Amma always says, that spirituality, like whatever we do in spirituality, is like a fixed deposit. It will always be there. It will never vanish. It will never go away. It will always be there like a fixed deposit. So there is Atmana Atmanam. Uplift the self. Don't let the self down. Na Atmanam avasadayet. Do not let the self down. So letting the self down means do not forget Ishvara. Do not let yourself away from this path. Like, remain focused. So remaining focused, contemplating on Ishvara, uplift yourself. Try to progress. So when a person tries to progress, like the person will find that like he is able to progress. Like he will be able to achieve the goal. Like he will be able to... he will definitely be able to progress at least a little bit. So even little progress is also fine, because even like if we are able, or we are remembering Ishvara, even if it is for 1 minute, that itself will give us immense bliss. So contemplation of Ishvara is blissful. So contemplation of Ishvara, like will always give bliss. There's no time like it can't give bliss, because Ishvara's very nature is bliss. Sachidananda rupaya sachidanandam satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So Ishvara's very nature is anandam. So sachidananda Ishvara ananda swarupi. What can such an Ishvara give us other than anandam? So any moment like we remember Ishvara, we will get we will get anandam. So that means, do not let yourself down. Progress, like as Swami Vivekananda always used to say, arise, awake, stop not until the goal is achieved. You can do it. So of course we can do it. Like, why can't we do it? Because it's our very nature. Only a fool will say like, I can't do it, I can't realize, because that, oh, you don't have to realize, you already are that. Then why all this like mind, mental creation and all those? Because the mind like thinks that we are something else. So we have to get rid of it. We have to focus back the mind. The mind. Though we are the self, the mind creates an illusion. The mind veils that, and the mind makes it appear as if like we are different from the self, and therefore we have to pull the mind back and focus the mind on Brahman. So that is what we have to do. So Udharedh Atmana Atmanam, uplift the self, never let it down. So uplifting the self also, like, it is very easy. It is not tough at all. So there are things like which are tough in the world. So many things are tough. Like if we have to learn a lot of things, like, it is tough. If we have to do like heavy lifting, it is tough. If we have to walk a lot, it is tough. All those are tough. Spending a lot of money, spending a lot of effort, spending a lot of physical effort, and all those are tough. But this is very simple in the mind. It's just a mental perspective, as we have been seeing in the previous days. So it's all in the mind. It's not external. So external, as Krishna says, yadahina indriya arteshu na karmasu anushajyate. Krishna doesn't say don't do karma. A person knows, like, whose mind doesn't stick on to karma. So it is very simple. It is very easy. So susukam kartam raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartam. So in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, susukam kartam, it is very easy to implement, very easy to do. It doesn't require much effort. It is very, very easy to do. So susukam kartam, like, very easy to do. So therefore, like, a sadhaka should uplift the self, at least remembering or keeping the goal of anandam in mind. A sadhaka should try to strive. A sadhaka should try, at least, if not successful, if not with full strength, at least a little bit trial. A sadhaka has to give it a shot, and then things will work out. And when for a sadhaka whose mind becomes an anukulam, that means a sadhaka who wants to uplift, would make the mind an anukulam. Anukulam means like remembering that everything is Brahman. In the actions, trying to keep Ishvara in actions. Whatever we do, keeping Ishvara in our mind. So, like, yatri yatra mano yati brahmanas tatra darshanam. So, wherever the mind goes, like, whatever the sense organs perceive, trying to see Ishvara there, trying to see it as Ishvara. Ev sarvam Ishvaramayam, sarvam brahmamayam. So remembering that everything is one Brahman, trying to keep that in mind, like, so keeping that in mind, trying to perform all activities, so that is anukulam, the mind becomes anukulam. And for a person who does such an anukulam, or has anukulam in the mind, atmaiva hi atmano bandhu, like oneself or the mind itself becomes a relative friend to us. And Atma eva ripur atmanaha, the mind itself becomes an enemy. So we are our own enemy, we are our own friend. So we are our own friend when we use the mind to realize Ishvara, to uplift ourselves. So when we use the mind to degrade ourselves, then we become our own enemy. That is why, like, old sayings are there, like, a person is his own enemy and his own friend. So we are our own enemy, like, we are our own friend, because, like, nobody can cause any trouble for us. Like, as Amma always says, nobody can cause any trouble for us unless, like, we let the person trouble us. So, like, unless we ask the person, or, like, we make the person, we give the person an opportunity to trouble us. So a person in front of us, like, might shout at us. It doesn't matter. A person, like, may mock at us. It doesn't matter. Dogs bark at the sun. Does the sun get affected by the barking of dogs? The sun doesn't get affected at all. So in the same way, like, if we are able to remember, like, if we are able to keep in mind, like, if we are able to keep in our mind that, oh, everything is like one Brahman. I don't like when the mind becomes poised, like equipoised, like we can say, a state of balance. The mind maintains a balance, a state of balance that it says, oh, everything is one Ishwara, everything is one Brahman, Sarvam Brahmamayam. So when the mind is able to do that, then like we will see that like the mind itself becomes a friend to us. So friend means, Banduhu means friend. So Banduhu means relative, like is a literal meaning. So here it means something that will help us, something that will guide us. So relatives are like our friends, are those who are supposed to help us, supposed to be on our side, like when we need any help. So at all points of time, they are supposed to protect us. So that will, the mind will protect us. So when we face trouble, like when we face external trouble, once we start using the mind, or like make the mind anukulam, try to uplift ourselves with the mind will also like uplift us, protect us. So whenever we are in some kind of trouble, the mind will say, oh, why are you getting sad? Sarvam Brahmamayam. The mind will repeat, like we'll be surprised at like whether this works, or would this work, how this works and all. If we try implementing it, like we'll see that it works, it will work, it will very easily work. It works very well. We'll be surprised to see that it works. So, but like for that, like we have to uplift ourselves, like we have to tune the mind, make it an anukulam. So we are our own friend, we are our own enemy. So if we don't progress towards the goal of moksha, if we let go of the goal of moksha, if we don't keep the goal of moksha in our mind, if we are not remembering Ishvara, Dvitiya Satyam, then like we become our own enemy. So our own enemy means like enemies always lead to our doom. Enemies always give us sorrow. So like when we become our own enemy, when we make the mind pratikulam rather than anukulam, then we will experience sorrow. We will experience sorrow. We will lead to our own downfall, our own doom. So that should not, like we should not let that happen. We should never let that happen. We should like use anukulam, make the mind anukulam. So this means like what this shloka like really means is that everything is available for us. So as Katha Upanishad says, there are two paths for a sadhaka. For a sadhaka or any person in this world, there are two distinct paths. So one is called Shreyo Margam, the other is called Preyo Margam. So prayas or Preyam means that which is attractive, Priyam, that which is very attractive, liking, likable. So there is a likable path, and Shreyo Margam means that which is better, that will give us Shreyas, fame or good. So there is a good path, there is a liking or attractive path. So most people go behind the Preyo Margam, that which is attractive. The age-old saying of all that glitters is not gold can be remembered here. So Preyo Margam, people run behind Preyo Margam, that is when they let go of Brahman, they let go of Ishvara, the mind becomes a pratikulam in that case, and the person falls down. So falling down doesn't mean literally a person will fall down. It also doesn't mean like a person will fall into Patalam. We don't have to fall into Patalam real fall down doesn't mean like we have to fall down onto or go to Patalam. We don't have to do that. Any time like when we are living life in such a way that there is no true purpose to life, life becomes like useless, life doesn't give us any happiness, so then like we have fallen down. So any time we feel that like this life, oh, I don't know what this life is, I don't know what purpose the life has. So any time we think that think it that way, at that very moment, like we have fallen down. So for a spiritual sadhaka, such a thought will never be there, because for a spiritual sadhaka, the goal of Ishvara is always there. There is always focus on the goal of Ishvara. So Ishvara will always be remembered. So when Ishvara is always remembered, like when we remember Ishvara, so automatically, like any time we remember Ishvara, that is like we are uplifting. Ishvara means Ishvara is Advitiya Satyam, Advitiya Brahman. We are uplifting ourselves. Just remembering is enough. So if we cannot like offer actions onto Ishvara, oh, I cannot forget. I cannot like currently my state is that I cannot be without expecting any fruits in life. That is also fine. Just remember Ishvara. Sach bhakta rartha tharti chaturvida bhajante maam jana sukritino arjuna arto jitnya surartharti jnani cha bharatarshabha udara sarvayevete. So there are four types of bhakta. Arthaha, a person who wants to get rid of sorrow. Arthaarthi, a person who wants artham, possessions. Jijnyasu, a person like who wants knowledge or realization or moksha, and a jnani who is already realized. So all these people, udara sarva ete, ete sarva udara. All these are great people because they remember Ishvara. So slowly we will progress, like from one level to another level. We can't directly jump onto the 10th standard. We have to learn, like first get into the 1st standard, 2nd standard, 3rd standard, and slowly get into the 10th standard. We can't directly jump onto the 10th standard. So in the same way, like we can't directly jump in the spiritual path as well. Directly become a Jivan Mukta, it is not possible. So we will progress slowly. But like we should remember Ishvara, whether we are doing some action or not, like whether we are thinking, whether we are eating, walking, sleeping. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasiyat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurishva madarpanam. So whatever action like we do, like we, whether eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, tapas, anything, it doesn't matter. Just do it as an offering to Ishvara. So the beginning to offering, like beginning of an offering to Ishvara is remembering Ishvara. How can we offer something without remembering Ishvara? So that means remembering Ishvara. And like if at all we are able to remember Ishvara as Advitiya Satyam, that itself is enough. So such a mind is an anukulam. Such a mind will help us progress. Such a mind will not let us down. Such a mind, like if we have such a mind, then like we will never feel we are falling down. We'll always have the goal in mind. So when a person who has a goal in mind, who has something set in life, such a person will not suffer. Only people like who don't know what they are going to do tomorrow, they will be suffering. They will be worrying, suffering. A person who knows what he is going to do, he or she is going to do tomorrow, such a person will not suffer. So if we keep Ishvara as the ultimate goal, why Ishvara as the ultimate goal? Atma labhat paro labho param labho nasti iti munayo viduhu. Atma labhat, I forgot, param labham or paro labham labho, I guess. So there is no greater gain than like realizing the self. So the self gain, or gaining the self, attaining the self, attaining Ishvara, attaining Brahman, is the highest goal. There is nothing greater than that to achieve or attain. So if we have that goal, automatically, like day by day, we will try to implement, like we will try to make the mind more anukulam. So today the mind is anukulam a little bit, tomorrow it will be more. So the mind is also like a child. So the mind is also tricky to control. If we try to control the mind through force and all, it won't get controlled. Try like using the intellect to make the mind understand. Tell the mind through sweet words. Oh, mind. So that's why sarvam brahmamayam, dehre sarvam brahmamayam. So in the mind, like when we say in the mind, oh mind, this world is like world is anithyam asukam. It will give us dukkam only. So therefore seek Ishvara. So like therefore manasa guru guha rupam bhajare. So seek Ishvara, seek Brahman through the mind. So when we like talk the mind like a child, So if we try to give food to the child, like through force, come here, eat. We know the child will run here and there, like it won't eat. And then like if we think we can force it into the, oh, come on, open your mouth. Like you hold the mouth of the child. I'll put the food in then. And the very next minute it will come out. The child will spit it out. So it is not possible. On the other hand, like if we tell the child, okay, come sit here. I'll tell you a story. Like once upon a time there was a king. The king was doing this so and so. And like between the half of the story, like food will be over. And then the child will, like the child which doesn't even eat that much food, the child will say, like ask, like open its mouth again. He'll say like there is no food is over, and still the child wants more, because it becomes interesting. So for the mind, if we try to understand the mind, like tell the glory, that's why glory of Ishvara, listening to stories, listening to discourses, bhajans, dhyanam, japam, all those are ways in which like we pacify the mind, slowly give the mind a glimpse of what it would get by becoming an anukula. So when we are able to do that, the mind will automatically get in shape. So then like we will see that like daily in the morning we try to remember Brahman, try to say in your mind, oh Brahman, you are the goal. Like I am going to do my activities today. I offer all the activities that I am going to do now itself. And at the end of the day, oh, like I wouldn't have you remembered you during the day, but I remember you now, and I offer all activities onto you. So when we try that, like one day, like we forget to do that, the mind will immediately repeat. So we will immediately think, oh, I think I forgot something. I don't remember now, but like I forgot something. Immediately the mind will say like, oh yeah, this is what you forgot, and we will remember and we'll be able to do that. So that would be the case. So we have to use the mind to uplift ourselves. Then the mind will help us in anandam, gaining anandam. Else the mind becomes our own enemy. So enemy means that which gives us dukkham. The mind will pose all kinds of obstacles. Even when everything is there in the world, like even when we have like all the pleasures, all the whatever we need in life, we have still like whatever we have. It doesn't matter what we have. So like whatever we have, unless the mind is becomes an anukulam, whatever we have, we will have no contentment. There will be no happiness at all. We will still live life as if like a beggar. So beggars, they are never content with their life. They want more and more and more and more. So we will live life like beggars, not being content with whatever we get in life. Whatever we get, we will never remain content. So if that should not happen, we should make the mind an anukulam. So the key to anandam, the key to yogam, attaining yogam, is not in the external world. It is not a technique like that we can go and learn in an ashram or from a guru. It is all in the mind. So the mind like which becomes an anukulam, which means which remembers everything is one Brahman, everything is one Ishvara, thereby offering everything onto Ishvara. Offering actions onto Ishvara like might be tough. So everything that whatever we remember, whatever we don't remember, everything offered to Ishvara. Blindly offered to Ishvara. So when we do that, that mind becomes an anukulam. And such a mind will help us, such a mind will take us to the goal of moksha very quickly. So a person who is able to do that will find himself a Jeevan Mukta, a Yoga Rudha very soon. It won't take much time. Of course, like if we remember Ishvara like for 2 hours a day, then that itself is enough. If we remember Ishvara for 2 days, 2 hours a day, the 2 hours like we will get immense bliss. And the 2 hours will become an addiction, like the 2 hours like we get bliss. So since we get bliss in those 2 hours, like we will want to implement it more. So first day like we'll be remembering Ishvara for just twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon and in the evening. And then like we'll want to do it more. So we'll do a little bit more. time increases, and then slowly we try to do more and more. So that means like that this anukula mind, the mind which is an anukulam, such a mind will like grow and grow and grow, and like it will grow until Ishvara always abides in our heart, our mind. That means like Ishvara Chinta never vanishes from our mind. We are able to remember Ishvara at all times. Vananya Chintayam Toma E Jana Paryupasate Tesha Nityabhyuktana Yoga Kshemam Bahamyaham. A person who does Ananya Bhajanam, who is able to remember Ishvara at all times, such a person like Pariyupasate worships at all points of time, not just like now or tomorrow, like at any point of time. Atesha Nitya Abhiyuktanam, such a person is ever established in me, therefore Yoga Kshemam, whatever his everything, like his all needs, I will take care of. That is what Krishna says, and that is not just a statement. Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati, it is a promise, and it is a promise that the Lord always keeps up. So of course, like keeping up is very simple. Like we'll get Anandam, what else? Lord will not come down to our come down to in front of us and say, "Oh, you have done well. Like I'll give you $10 or $100." It will give its own effect. Its own effect of Anandam will be there. So, but for that, the way out is not somewhere external. It's inside us itself. We have to use the mind to uplift ourselves, try to attain yogam by remembering Ishvara. Then the mind will become our friend and it will guide us whenever we are in trouble. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to make the mind an anukulam and thereby a bandhu rather than a shatru. So that by this birth itself, by the end of this birth, we don't want to waste another birth. So by the end of this birth itself, we are able to realize Ishvara and become a yoga arudaha, a person who is established in yogam, a person who rejoices in bliss at all times. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.